something.
Hold on, let me turn this transmitter on. We're on the air. Let me go on the... You're on the air right now.
Okay, I'm on the air.
Let me go on the page, too, so we can let everybody know that you're going to explain.
Yeah, I'm going to explain whatever I want. Now, listen, I have
hold
some...
Hold on, you need headphones.
Though. Oh, man. I need a head first.
Where's the bag
Good afternoon. You're listening to WMUC FM Radio, College Park. We're checking the transmitter here, and you are going to be subjected to whatever our whim is, whatever we want to say. Question?
Yeah.
One of the staff members?
Just give the answers.
Okay, here are the answers. If you had a choice of cleaning a radio station with CVS Earth Essentials All-Purpose Cleaner,
or
Formula 409 All-Purpose Cleaner, which one would you use? If you have the answer, call me at the station.
Can't you make an epoxy out of both of them?
You could. A two-component cleaner that could clean germs left on the surfaces of the FM studio equipment.
I'm going to shut up because you're going to talk.
I'm trying to tell people that these types of germs come from students, mostly students, not old fogies like myself.
Okay, I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. These alumni who come in here and try to run the place, those bastards. Now, I have my list of words I shouldn't use, so don't worry. I'm not going to break any regulations. Anyway, what I wanted to tell you is we're trying to clean the station, at least this little room in the station. And if you've never been up here, it's a cluster of rooms. It's a good chunk of the third floor of the main dining hall. When I went here in 1974, they built this building. So in a way, it's kind of I have a sentimental attachment to this building. You know, it's big, it's ugly, it's very utilitarian, but it's got this little nook.
I was
here.
Thinking that your attachment was big and ugly. Please proceed.
Okay. What I was saying is that we love this station. I grew up with this place, and it grew up with me. And people still use it today, even though radio is dead. Repeat. Radio is dead. I repeat. Listeners in the Maryland, Virginia, and District of Columbia area are advised that radio is dead. Let's do that again without the laughter. Listeners in the Maryland, Virginia, and District of Columbia area are advised that radio is dead. I repeat, if you've just joined us, we're here to tell you that radio is dead. Okay, enough. I've milked that about as much as I can.
We've got to do that all show.
Okay, this is what you're going to listen to for the next 3 hours.
Just you talking about
no,
that
not
radio.
Me. Not me.
With the 409.
This is a test. This is only a test. Let's get serious for a moment. If you have some relationship to this station and come up here, please don't leave your GD bottles and cups and whatever have you, sandwich wrappers all over the damn place. You know, we have to clean this up. This is where we live, and we love this place, and it loves us. You don't love us. All you try to do is trash the place.
And you don't live.
Listen, man, if you ever sat in this little FM studio, you would know the true meaning of the phrase, you can see the writing on the walls. Yeah, these walls are decorated. There's decorations on these walls that go back 30 years, and nobody has ever had any money to refurbish this place. Not really. They do keep buying new equipment, which has an average life of about 6 months before either it becomes obsolete and incompatible with everything else, or it gets broken. So this place is basically a huge pile of broken equipment, and it's very hard for us on a budget of $0 and obviously no sense whatsoever to try to maintain this and make it work every week in its various formats. How many shows do we have broadcast weekly from WMUC FM?
Right now?
Yes, Jerry.
I'm not sure. Not enough.
Not enough is the answer, and we're just one small part. Hey, listen, I'm estimating that I have 3 or maybe 4 listeners globally right now, but I don't care about the other 99.999999999999999%. I care about the 3 or 4 listeners because they're the ones who know that.
And yourself.
Radio is dead. To repeat, radio is dead. Okay, I can't think of anything else to say.
Hold on.
Support us in our efforts to keep the station clean. If you come up here and use this FM studio, student, vagrant, or otherwise, just please take care of it and treat it as if it was your own child. Your very own child. Thank you and have a good afternoon.
No, you still got 15 minutes.
I can't talk for 15 minutes.
We had discussed this earlier.
If something could pop into... Is that Bronson? My gosh. You know, there's a Charles Bronson sticker stuck on the filing cabinet next to this console. I didn't cuss. I said Charles Bronson. Does anyone remember Charles Bronson? Does anyone know who he is?
Yes.
Only people with either no or gray hair.
Wasn't he a false prophet or something?
Yes. Charles Bronson was the son of Blashfemiel.
Death Wish, right?
Death Wish. That was his nickname. What else have we? Nothing else to do but read stickers. Here's a sticker that...
You were ranting.
I'm ranting, okay. Did I say damn it? No cussing, please. I see a sticker from my longtime pal and buddy here in the Washington, D.C. area who runs the Sonic Circus Festival, and it's a nice little... sticker, but I've often told Jeff, the guy who runs Sonic Circuits, that he shows the symbol for the op amp there incorrectly. He shorted two inputs together. The plus and minus inputs are short circuited, so it might at best be a noise source, probably not even a good one at that.
Did you know that radio is dead?
You know, actually, if you think about it, his music is noise. I mean, that's what he specializes in, noise music. So maybe he had it right on the... Got it right on the money there, shorting the two inputs together. People are bringing more equipment into this tiny space of about, 7 by 12 feet? That's about it, 8 by 12. And, we have things being set up as I speak. And thanks to my efforts last week and the week before, the place is actually pretty nice and clean.
Sticky.
A little sticky, you know. Because we couldn't get all the vomit off the main mixing console, and some of it dripped underneath it. It's pretty heavy. No one picked it up, and so there was puke under there. You think I'm kidding? Uh-uh. Listen, folks, show business is disgusting. And, I have totally run out of things to say.
No, you haven't.
I've denigrated my profession.
Do you want me to play music?
Why don't we listen to some,
Click a song. I'll find something on YouTube or something.
Okay.
You don't want to talk anymore, we can do that.
Find something.
Otherwise, I had planned on you filling this with pertinent information.
Find it. Could you play? I have a request. Could you play something for me, Jerry? I want to hear the death metal version of Friday.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to sing along to it?
No, I'm not going to sing it. It's really... This is amazing. If you never saw this, this really redeems the whole thing. Is that the name of it? Rebecca Black's Friday?
Yes.
Yes. Credit to Rebecca Black. But I want you to hear this version of it. Jerry's trying to load it. You know, we've come to the point now where there's no physical playback media here. Literally, the stuff we get for you is prepared in advance in a studio somewhere.
Called?
The studio?
No, the Rebecca Black.
You got it there. You just got to type in heavy metal version. Not Black Friday, Gary. It's just put in heavy metal version. It's not black. No. Rebecca Black. Yep, there it is. That's it. Number 2 on the page. All right, folks. I hope you enjoy this as much as I have.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Rebecca Black. So chillin' in the front side, in the backseat. I'm driving, cruising, fast lanes, switching lanes with a car by my side. Woo! Passing by is a school bus in front of me.
Okay, yeah, well, we started off with the wrong version. So this is the story on Rebecca Black's Friday, The World According to Artie here. Since I saw that, parenthetically, insipid video many years ago, a couple of years ago, I ignored it, almost forgot about it and ignored it. But then someone did a heavy metal version of it, which I thought was so great because that's not it either. So I thought that's where I was directing Jerry, and they spoofed us. There's about 10,000 variants of this now. If you just put in... Yeah, that's it. Here's the one I like. Oh boy, that goes on too long, but it's... it's auto-repeating. Oh my God, no, make it stop. So anyway, that's, to me, I really find that to be great, because it essentially fixes everything.
But you need to see the video.
You have to see... Well, listen, this is a pretty popular meme on the internet. It has almost 9... The version I saw has almost 9 million hits on YouTube. So that's pretty good. And the like to dislike ratio is 141,000 to 5,000. So, you know, well under 1/3 of 1% of the people who saw this disapprove of it. And that's I just happen to be one of those people who like it very
popular
much.
Popular opinion is very important. That's why radio is dead.
Jerry just said it. I wish I could remember. Well, I think he said that popular opinion is very important today, and that's why radio is dead.
Yep.
So, listen, we know we've already achieved what we wanted to achieve. And that was to have 3 or 4 listeners. I hope you dig what I'm saying, man, because it's revolutionary. We're going to bring radio back in a big way.
Here's the fun part right here. You get to fill out the log.
Here's the log, and you're listening to WMUC-FM, College Park, Maryland.
Keep talking.
Broadcasting on a frequency of 88.88. Is it? Yes. On a frequency, of 88.1 megahertz, it hurts. On a frequency of 88.1 megahertz, FM. Okay, so we're also checking the modulation index, reflected power, and transmit power, plate current, collector current. We're looking at collector current, and we're looking at the temperature of the output transistors. We even know that. And we're looking at the Greenwich Mean Time, and we've put in the date, and there's initials. So and there's a checklist of things that there's a box you can type any problems. I don't know who reads this log. No one.
FCC.
I guess the FCC can read it. We broadcast on a power of at a power of 10 watts. And historically, the station tried to gain more power, but we were unable to because of conflicts with another broadcast station, they tell me, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. How about that? Listen, folks, if you think that FM is dead, and it is, just listen to AM. AM radio has been dead. FM radio is dead. Your attention, please. FM radio is dead.
Today it died.
Today it died. Okay, so I'm looking at a playlist here. There's a song called...
No, you're not. You're looking at current listeners.
Oh, current listeners.
I'm going to show you just how dead it is.
Frank Zappa is listening to us. He's dead, too.
You made me lose what I was doing.
Sorry, Jerry. I'm not paid to do this. I wouldn't take any money because it would be immoral. I won't. You can't give me money.
Wow, you got a lot of listeners.
Do I really?
Yeah. Yeah, more than I usually
198 have. Listeners. Oh, man, that's fantastic. Listen, give us a call here at the station. You know, the thing is the phone's broken, so we don't know if it's ringing or not. That's how bad it is.
We got a minute and a half, and then we kick off.
All right, minute and a half. I got to know.
What are you going to do in a minute and a half? I'll show you.
Don't worry.
You got to tell everybody. There's a picture playlist. Facebook page.
There's a Facebook. I'm trying to say something. The important question is, do I use CVS Earth Essentials or 409 All-Purpose Cleaner? Because I got to get this sticky stuff off of the counter here, off the table, and so we can rest our elbows while we do a show in utter comfort. Okay, I'm going to hand this off to Jerry.
And what do we got? We're
going to start the set with the Moms and Dads.
It's a Warner Special Products Records.
That Naughty Waltz is the name of the piece from the 20 Favorite Waltzes LP.
If you don't know about the Relevant Show Facebook page, do a Google search for Relevant Show and WMUC in quotes, and you'll go to the Facebook page. You can see a picture playlist of all the records we're playing today, and there's some really cool covers. And there is today we're going to play the best song ever played on WMUC, actually. That'll be up a little later, and then before that we're going to hear the next two best songs ever played on this radio station. So,
okay, Jerry, I'm going to give you this vomit-encrusted chair, and I'm going to take a water break. Thank you, listeners.
Here's the Mom and Dads with the Naughty Waltz.